Everyone, good morning. I'm so glad you're here. We're going to get in the Word of God in just a minute. But why don't we prepare our hearts, knowing that our Father God, He desires to let His Word fill our souls. It's His desire that His blessings be poured upon our lives. But we got to make a choice. We got to say, Lord, my life is no longer mine. It's all yours. And that's the kind of heart that God wants from us, because it truly shows that we're willing to surrender. So why don't we come with our hearts to our Father God. Let's start off with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come to you now. And Father, there's no other place we'd rather be than the presence of our Lord God in heaven. And I ask you now, Lord, as our hearts truly are in tune with your Holy Spirit's voice, I pray, Father, that as we listen, as we take in your word, I pray, Lord, it will truly transform us. Because, Lord, we don't want to leave here the same person. We want to be more like Jesus. And your word tells us you change us from glory to glory. And every time your word sinks deeper and deeper into our hearts, we know, Father, we are becoming more like our Savior. So we give this time into your hands now. And we just say, Lord, have your way. We give you all the praises. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray all these things. And everyone says,
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, today, if you take a look at your notes, the title of my sermon is The Man in the Mirror. The Man in the Mirror. And let me ask you, what is the first thing you do when you get up in the morning? Whatever it is, it's probably the same thing every day, right? Everyone seems to have their morning rituals. And maybe you have a cup of coffee. I know. Hey, I can't get the day started without my cup of coffee. And sometimes some people, they like to make their bed as soon as they wake up. Start folding and making their bed. Or some people, they jump right into the shower because they got to get that hot water, that steam flowing, and then they start waking up. And you know, most of us probably get our first look at ourselves while we're still pretty scary in the morning. You ever look at yourself in the mirror? Sometimes I look in the mirror, whoa! What happened? Yeah. And, you know, sometimes our eyes are kind of glassy. We got this dazed look. We got stuff in our eye, in our ear, or whatever. And we got to kind of clean up, right? Our hair is sticking out in strange places, you know? It's like whoa, what happened here? And, you know, normally clean-shaven guys, right? They get scruffy overnight and got little stubbles all over their chin and their face. And just like, what happened overnight? And, you know, facing our mirrors first thing in the morning may not be a very pleasant thing. You would agree with me on that. Because, you know, mirrors, they're very honest, aren't they? Yeah. They don't compromise. You look in the mirror, hey, what you see is what you get. The mirror is not going to cover up your defects. And they will not tell you that you're better looking than you really are. What you see is what you get. They'll show us every wart, every wrinkle, every gray hair, and every zit. In fact, the better the mirror it is, right, the more flaws we see. You have to ask yourself, is that a good thing? So think about this. Why do we have all the mirrors in our bathroom? Why in the bathroom? Because, you know, as unpleasant as it may be to confront our own faces first thing in the morning, if we don't take a look at ourselves, what's going to happen? If we don't make some adjustments, guess what? The rest of the world is going to see our morning face. Is that what you want? So we figure, okay, it's better to face the truth and make the changes so that we can make ourselves look at least presentable to the world. You ever heard of this statement? Tell me, where did you hear this statement from? Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? Who said that?
Snow White.
Was it Snow White that said that?
The queen.
Yeah, the queen or the wicked witch, right? And the wicked witch in the movie Snow White, she liked it when the mirror says, oh, you are the fairest. But when it told her that she wasn't, she got what? Very angry, She got upset and she got jealous. You know, that's the thing about good mirrors. They always tell us the truth. They will always let us know that, hey, this is what you see and this is what you get. And if you don't like it, too bad. You gotta make some changes. And you know, mirrors, they let us know the real self or person that we are. Because when we put on a mask or a disguise, we try to become something or someone that we're not. I have to tell you, we can get ourselves in a world of trouble. You know, I remember I was reading about this man who was looking for a job, and he noticed there was an opening at the local zoo. And he inquired about the job, and he discovered that the zoo had a very unusual position that they wanted to fill. Apparently, what had happened was the gorilla in the zoo died. And until they could get a new one, they needed someone to dress up in a gorilla suit and act like a gorilla. Some of us guys, we can be pretty good at that. Yeah. But you know, all he had to do was sit, eat, and sleep. That's all. Hey, we can do that job. I love to do that job. And his identity will be kept a secret. And thanks to a very fine, expensive gorilla suit, no one would even suspect that the gorilla was a phony. And you know, the zoo offered very good pay for this job, so the man said, okay, I'll do it. So he tried on the suit, and sure enough, oh, he looked like a gorilla. And the people at the zoo, they led him to the cage, and he took a position in the back of the cage, and he pretended to just snooze. He just fell asleep. And that's part of his job, just to sleep, right? That's what gorilla do. So after a while, though, he got tired of sitting around, so he kind of walked around a little bit. He just started kind of jumping up and down like this, and that's it. Why don't I really play the part? And the people that were outside, they were watching him, and they really liked it. And when he would move or jump around more, they would clap and cheer, and they would throw him peanuts. And the man, he loved peanuts. So he jumped around even more, and he started to climb a tree. And they go, oh, I'm really going to get them excited. So the crowd started cheering even more, and they threw him more peanuts. And he was playing to the crowd, and he said, okay, I'm really going to really surprise them now. He grabbed the vine, he started swinging from one side to the other, and then going, boom, boom. And the people loved it. He started throwing him more peanuts, and he thought, wow, this is great. And he started swinging higher and higher, and he continued swinging the vine. He just started getting higher and higher. Then all of a sudden, the vine broke. And he swung out of the cage right into the grizzly bear's cage next door. And he started to panic. And he looked up, and he saw that there was this huge bear. It was only like 20 feet away, and it looked very hungry. So the man in the gorilla suit started jumping up and down, and he started to scream, help! Help! Get me out of here! I'm not really a gorilla! I'm a man in a gorilla suit! Someone help me! And the bear quickly pounced on the man. He held him down and he said, hey, will you shut up? You're going to get both of us fired. Okay, brothers and sisters, today we're going to examine the subject of who we really are. We're talking about the mirror, an accurate reflection who we really are. Are you like that man, pretending to be something you're not? Or have you been deceiving yourself for so long that you actually believe that you're something else or someone else? Because who you really are will show according to what the mirror reflects. And when we look, you gotta ask yourself, hey, is that really me? Have you ever took a look at your reflection on a spoon? Hey, pretty cool, you just look at that. If I position it right way, hey, my head will look like a teardrop, and I got really big eyes and a small mouth. It can really make you look weird. I tell you, but is this still you? Hell, well, you can look at your reflection, hey, that's not me. My head is not shaped oblong like that, or look like a teardrop. But guess what? Is this still you? It is, right? And we got to realize, you know, in biblical times, you know, the mirrors that they had, they were highly polished metal. They didn't have mirrors like what we have today. And they couldn't really see a very accurate reflection of themselves, because it's almost just like looking into a spoon. But you know what? They polished metal so much, become shiny. So they actually had a better reflection than a spoon. But you know, in today's age, we got mirrors. That really, when you see what's in the mirror, that's you, right? That very accurate reflection of yourself. And we have to realize, just like a full-length mirror, if you had a full-length mirror right in front of you, if you look in this mirror, you can see yourself, what you look like. And you know, hey, it is just a regular mirror. What you see is what you get. But we need a proper mirror that shows us, hey, this is really how you are in the physical. But let me ask you, have you ever been in a fun house with distorted mirrors? I just went not that long ago. Yeah, it was like several months ago, and we went to the fair. And I tell you, it's pretty cool, right? You see all kinds of distorted images of yourself. But does that really show us who we really are? Because think about this: when we read the Bible, or hear a sermon, or you know, we are counseled by someone according to the Word of God, what it tells us, we're supposed to see ourselves in it. Because often we'll hear a sermon, right, and we'll think, oh, boy, I wish so-and-so were here right now because they could really benefit from this message. They really need to hear this. But the funny thing is, God in His power did not see fit to make sure so-and-so had to be there. No, for some reason you had to hear it. And sometimes we got to realize the Word of God may be for us, not for so-and-so. We got to say, Lord, this is for me, I'll take it in. Because you know what? The Word of God is like a mirror. It will show us, hey, this is who you really are. If you have Jesus Christ in your heart, the Word of God tells us who we really are. Amen? And we got to take it in and say, Lord, I don't like hearing this. Well, it kind of hurts. But you realize this is what it's going to take for you to become more like Jesus. And without a doubt, one of the most important reasons we are to read and study and understand the scriptures is basically so we can see the dirt on our faces or the broccoli or the spinach in our teeth. Right? You ever had that happen to you where you ate lunch and then you got this piece of lettuce or something stuck in your teeth? And then, yeah, I go through the whole day. I remember one time and then I remember it was after lunch and then I went home like around 4 or 5. Then Johnny looks at me, yeah, you got something in your teeth. And I look, one big chunk of broccoli right there. I was like, man, pretty much the whole day I've been walking around like this. And it's kind of embarrassing, right? But we got to realize, don't you want to get rid of things like that? Isn't it embarrassing? Yeah, but we need someone to tell us, right? But in the spiritual, who's going to tell us? God will, through His Word. Look what it says here in James 1, 21 through 24. It says here, so get rid of every filthy habit and all wicked conduct. It says, submit to God and accept the word that He plants in your hearts, which is able to save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Oh, what is that next phrase says? Do what it says. You got to do what it says. Otherwise, we're not going to do anything for you. It says, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. And you got to ask yourself, how can that be? And that question is right there. How can somebody look in the mirror and see themselves and then walk away and forget what he looks like? Number one here, it says, you don't trust. Right in that blank, trust. Or believe in that mirror. Because think about this. If you were to look in the mirror, then you, let's say you look at the mirror, you see yourself, and you walk away. And then you go, wait a minute. Am I bald? Am I fat or skinny? Am I short or tall? Do I have brown eyes or blue eyes? Am I missing teeth? Wait, do I have a zit on my nose? Like, what do I look like? Do we ask ourselves things like that? No, we look in the mirror. We already know what we look like. We don't forget what we look like. But think about this for a second. What about the girl, let's say, who's 5'7", right? She has blonde hair, blue eyes. She's a beautiful model. And she's a girl that weighs about 90 pounds. And she looks in the mirror and she sees that 5'7", blonde hair, blue eyed, beautiful girl who weighs 90 pounds. But as soon as she steps away from that mirror, she gets around her friends. Guess what? She believes that she's fat. She believes that she's overweight. You hear about that, right? A lot of times, these models, they become anorexic, right? Or they experience what's called bulimia. And she can never get enough exercise or eat too little. And no matter what she sees in the mirror, no matter what her friends tell her that she's beautiful, don't you know you're so beautiful, she still believes that she's overweight. So it's possible, right, to look in the mirror and then forget what she looks like. There are two reasons why this can happen. Well, one, you don't believe the mirror is an accurate reflection of who you are. You don't trust the mirror. And have you ever been to a funhouse, like I mentioned earlier, that carnival where you walk through this hall of mirrors, and you know you have certain mirrors that are designed to make you look funny. That's the whole purpose, right? You're supposed to get a good laugh out of it. But you can stand in one mirror and you can look all muscular and big like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I like this mirror. I thought that's it. That's not a only mirror. That's really me. I'm like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It makes you all pumped up and everything. And you can stand in front of another mirror and look extremely short and overweight. You can stand in front of another mirror, you can look like you're 10 feet tall, and you're skinny as a rail. And these mirrors are not an accurate reflection of who we are, right? That's not us, right? You look at, that's not me, but it's still you. But you can walk away from these mirrors and forget what you look like in them. Why? Because you don't trust them. You know, hey, that's not an accurate representation of you. You don't trust the mirror. But think about this though. What if it's the case where you actually have a mirror that's nothing wrong with it, right? It's just a plain old mirror, a full-length mirror. And here's the thing. Some people, they still will reject that. They look at themselves, no, this is not really me. And you know what, some people, they just don't want to know the truth. You know, even though they know they have problems in their lives, they know that it could be one or several things that's causing them so much grief, so much hardship in life. Yet they say, oh, I don't need to take care of it. I'm okay. No one else will know. It's all right. I'll just leave it on there. And here's the thing. When you reject the truth of who Christ is, because when you know Christ, he will reveal himself to you, and he will show you things in the Word that will help you to change. It's up to us, though. Are we going to say, yes, Lord, I'm going to change? Because look what it says here in 2 Thessalonians 2:9-12. We know, as I've asked you before, do you believe these are the last days? And we know, right? All the signs are there. But you know the Antichrist? You know, we know he's going to show up. And he's going to deceive everyone. He's going to make everyone believe that, hey, you know what? You're fine just the way you are. But look what it says here in 2 Thessalonians 2:9-12. It says here, this man of sin will come as Satan's tool, full of satanic power, and will trick everyone with strange demonstrations and will do great miracles. He will completely fool those who are on their way to hell. Oh, because they have said no to the truth. They have refused to believe it and love it and let it save them. So God will allow them to believe lies with all their hearts. And all of them will be justly judged for believing falsehood, refusing the truth, and enjoying their sins. You see that? God says he'll allow because you know what? We have a choice to make. We got free will. God says you want to enjoy your sin? Well, you know what? You will never know the fullness of God. We have to get to a point where we say, no more. Why am I continuing all this sin that's causing me so much grief, so much pain, so much torment? When God points it out to you, you got to say, Lord, thank you. Lord, help me to make those changes now so that I don't have to stay miserable. The second reason you can look in the mirror and forget what you look like is, look what it says in number two. It says it may be an internal problem that needs to be fixed. And it's true, right? Sometimes we do have blemishes, we have zits that need to be taken care of, teeth that need to be brushed or flossed, right? Or hair that needs to be combed, but sometimes it's an issue, it's beneath the surface, right? It's something where it's internal, it's in our heart, it's in our soul. That's where the problem is. Look what it says in 1 Samuel 16:7, when Samuel was instructed by God to pick out the new anointed king. Right? He says here, but the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. You got to understand, this is the brother of David. He was looking, well, maybe it's him. He looks pretty sharp. He looks pretty good. But God says, no, the Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by what? Outward appearance, but the Lord, it looks, boom, right there in your heart. Because you can say, yeah, I'm living for God. I give my life to Jesus. Well, God, he can say, okay, I heard what you said, but it's like the Lord just makes a laser beam right to your heart. And he sees if you really are real or not. If you are genuine about what you say about the very fact you want to live for Christ, God will know it. God will know if you really mean that or not. Because we can say it, but you know what? You really have to be genuine. You got to show the Lord, I mean this. You know, just like the 5'7" blonde girl that I mentioned earlier. You know, she has a problem. What is her problem? The enemy has deceived her in believing that she doesn't look like what the mirror says she looks like. And we know that the spiritual mirror that we're to look in, right, that will enable us to see the real us. What is the real us? Well, it's the Word of God. If you're a Christian, you're a believer, our mirror is the Bible. But let me ask you something. Do you trust this mirror? Do you? Or do you walk away from it thinking, man, I'm not worthy of this? Or maybe you may think, no, this is too much for me to handle. I can't do this. No, that's not for me. Because a lot of times, right, as Christians, you know, we can say, yeah, the Word of God is all I need. The Word of God changes me inside out. But do you look at the word that says, hey, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and then walk away and say, oh, I'll never be good enough? Or do you look at the word that says, you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you can know all things. This is what the Bible says. But then you walk away and thinking, man, I'll never get a job. I'm stupid. I don't know very much. I never amount to anything. Well, if you believe the Word of God, what it says, you hold on to the truth. You don't let go of it. You hold on to it and you run with it. Amen? Don't let the devil deceive you in believing that whatever the Bible says you are isn't true. Because that's what the devil will try to do. Oh, you're going to believe that? Really? Oh, that's not for you. You're not really a child of God anyway. Don't believe that. You hold on to the truth of God and you say, Lord, I'm running with you. Because here's the thing, if you start believing all these things, there's a reason for the very fact that you're believing it, because you're being deceived. Very plain and clear, the devil has deceived you. And how many of you trust that the Word of God is an accurate reflection of you? When you look at your Bible, oh, that is me. Hallelujah, that is me. Praise God, brother. That's what we have to do. We got to come with this kind of heart, this kind of conviction, and believe that, yes, when I look at the Word of God, that is me. Because, guess what? That's why the Word of God was written. It was for us. God made it so that we can have this instruction manual for life. So now you have to ask yourselves, how is it that you see yourself in the Word, and then you can walk away and act totally different than who you really are? But some people do that. Say, yeah, this is me. This is the Word of God that tells me who I am supposed to be. And yes, that is me. But then sometimes we walk away and then we start doing things we know that are not of God. we start doing things that we know are displeasing to God. How can that be? Well, the answer is pretty simple. We're being deceived by the devil. We're letting the enemy pull the wool over our eyes. That's what he's good at. He's good at lying. That's why he's called the father of lies. He's good at pulling the wool over our eyes. But we gotta say, get out of here, devil. This wool is not gonna stay on me. And you gotta say, I know who I am in Christ. Go with that truth. Let it sink deeper and deeper within your heart. Well, you know, I remember earlier I told you, I'm gonna show you something about mirrors today. Well, let me go get my stuff. Give me like a few seconds here. Let me get my stuff ready here. Okay. What are you guys laughing about? Well, I'm going to talk about some mirrors today. Well, mirror number one. Imagine if you had a mirror like this. It's aluminum foil. And you know, I gotta tell you, this is the mirror of the world. Because the world doesn't really have a clear view of what is right and wrong. That's why, you know, a lot of them are lost, a lot of them are confused, right? Because we know the Word of God. That's the reason why we can stand firm. We don't let fear or anxiety affect us. Because we know the Word of God is in us. The Word of God gives us hope. The Word of God comforts us. But you know what? The world looks into this mirror. Who am I? God? Who's that? They're confused. If my future? Is it going to get better? Are things going to happen? Right? And they kind of go, it's blurry. Oh, how can I see myself? They try to position it. Oh, maybe if I do this and do that. But you know what? Can you really see yourself in this? No, let's throw that thing away. Well, the second mirror I want you to look at is... Oh, look at this mirror. Who wants this mirror? It's covered up with stickers, right? I read to you what some of the sticker says. Oh, you're the best. Oh, you're beautiful. You're cool. You're so strong. You're terrific. You are so sharp. You are so smart. You want a mirror like that? Well, that's you, right? You don't need to have the stickers, right, brother? But I got to tell you, the mirror is a reflection you get from your friends and even your loved ones. Because they love you so much, they're going to say all these nice things about you. But let's face it, sometimes, yeah, it could be true. Sometimes they're just saying it because they love you so much, right? And you kind of have to ask yourself, is it accurate? Will this do me any good? Because it's all covered up in words. Can you really see yourself? I have to look at myself. But, you know, I can't really see myself in this mirror, right? And here's the thing, right? When it's all covered up with words, people will say, hey, you're really good at that. You're terrific. You're a wonderful singer. But in reality, you're not. Let's just say it, right? Then, you know what? You go, wait a minute. So-and-so said I'm wonderful. But this person says, no, I tell you the honest truth. You're terrible. Well, what are you going to listen to? Are you just going to look in this mirror and just believe all what it says here? I have to tell you. This kind of mirror may be good because it may encourage you, but the very fact we don't rely on this mirror. Amen? Let's get rid of it. Yeah. Well, number three here. What do you see there? Well, I was going to crack it. I'm going to cut myself and stuff. I'll say, okay, I'll just draw cracks in it. All right, you see that? There's cracks in this mirror. And this is the kind of mirror where people look in this mirror, and what basically this kind of mirror is, it's a mirror that shows that you probably go to a churchy church. What is that, Dan? What's a churchy type of church? Well, you know, it's the kind of church that basically just focuses on religion. Because you've heard a Christian say, right, it's not about religion. It's about what? A relationship with Christ. And you know, the thing is, the kind of church that only says, you know, certain things that make you feel good, they have a lot of good claims, but there's only bits and pieces, you know, just like this. A lot of cracks, there's a lot of bits and pieces of the truth. But you know what? It doesn't give you the full truth. And basically, if you go to a church where they say, you know what? If you come to church, you make God happy. And then, you know what? God will leave you alone. You ever been to a church like that? It says, all about going to church. You don't have to do anything else. Just go to church on Sunday. And you know what? You make God happy, and God will just leave you alone. However, it's cracked up. And it's incapable of revealing us the full truth of who we are in Christ. Because that's what sometimes people, they just go to church and say, oh, I feel good. And you know what? I'll go back to my normal self right after that, right? And you're a Christian just for that day. And some days you may have like a church function. Oh, I'm Mr. Christian or Mrs. Christian again. But we gotta say, no, we gotta be consistent. We're always following Christ. Amen? It's never a moment where we kind of shut it off and say, okay, well, I'm not a Christian now. And you got to look in this mirror and say, no, this isn't for me either. We're just going to toss it on the side here. Well, mirror number four. Let's see if I can open this. I'm not a woman, so, oh, here, I got it. Well, we know what the kind of mirror is this, right? It's called a what? A compact mirror. It's a good mirror, but it's small. I want you to understand, this mirror represents the Bible. Then, how? This represents God's Word. Because, you know, James, he tells us that it gives us a perfect reflection and can show us our strengths and weaknesses. However, in order for this mirror to work, what we got to do? We got to open it, don't we? It's like the Word of God. You can say, yeah, Pastor, I got a Bible at home. It's sitting on my desk. I said, really? When was the last time you opened it? Well, it's sitting on my desk. And you kind of look at it. Why is there like three layers of dust on it? The Bible says, if you really want to know God, you got to read His Word. You have to open it. And you know what the other thing is? You got to get really close. Look so close. Because you can't look at it. You can't really see, right? The Word of God must come close to you. Then you go, oh, boy, what is this thing here? Oh, I've got to get rid of that. Ew, man. That's gross, man.
Hallelujah.
And you realize this is the Word of God. You must get close to it. You must open it, get close to it, read it, get to know Jesus through the Word of God. And as you look, wow, okay, I can see, wow, there's a lot of things I gotta work on. See what I'm trying to say? You gotta get close to it. You gotta embrace it. You gotta say, Lord, show me more. Father, I wanna just want you to tell me whatever it is, I want to correct it. I wanna make it right with you. You see that? That's when you're going to start seeing the changes happen in your life. That's when you're going to realize it's the Word of God that truly gives you all you need to live a life that is truly victorious. That you know that it's the Word of God that can make miracles happen in your life. And here it is, the third reason that you can look in the mirror and forget what you look like. Number three, look what it says in your notes. It's when you walk away without taking care of business. Taking care of business. Because you know what? A forgetful hearer is someone who sees themselves in God's mirror and he notices that, hey, I got all these problems. I got all these blemishes. I got all these things that's causing me grief. And they see it all, right? But they go, ah, that's okay. I'm walking away from it. And they don't do anything about it. Just let it continue. And they're wondering why their lives are still the same. Why are they still miserable? Because that's the thing, right? Usually we see a problem, what do? We correct it, right? We find solutions. We want to make it right. Because we got to look to the Word of God as a mirror to show us who we really are. We got to grab that Bible and say, Lord, through the reading of your word, help me to become more like you. The Bible says to imitate God. We got to make sure that our lives are a true reflection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you look to the word of God and you find the real you, you got to boldly declare that this is who you really are. You look at that Bible and you say, yes, Lord, that is me. This is an accurate reflection of who I am. And as you take that truth, you say, Lord, I want to be more like Jesus. And as you do, you're going to see that your life will just get better and better and better. You're going to have so much joy. You're going to have so much peace in your life, so much love, that I have to tell you, your life will just be a true reflection of who God is. You know, there is this well-known speaker that started off his seminar by folding up a $20 bill, just like this, a $20 bill. And the room had about 200 people, and he asked him, who would like this $20 bill? Who wants this $20 bill? Just everyone, right? I mean, you would raise your hand, right? And hands started going up. He says, okay, I'm going to give this $20 bill to somebody in this room. And he proceeded to crumple up this $20 bill. Crumpled it up. Then he asked, okay, who still wants this? Would you still raise your hand? Of course, right? But has it changed any? No? Okay. I'll take that $20. But then he says, what if I do this? Would you still want it? You'd be crazy not to, right? Does it change it any? Still want it? That's her $20 bill. But here's the thing, right? We know we still want it, right? Because here's the thing. The lesson that we can learn from this is that, you know, it did not decrease. It did not decrease in value. It's still $20. Is it still worth $20? Yes. And many times in life, I have to tell you, brothers and sisters, we've been dropped. We've been crumpled. We've been grounded into the dirt. And, you know, it could have been from the decisions we made, and now we're, you know, in the circumstance that we're in right now. And we feel sometimes we're worthless. I feel like I'm nothing now. But we got to realize no matter what has happened or what will happen, you never lose your value in God's eyes. Because to Him, whether you're dirty or clean, whether you're crumpled or finely pressed, you are still priceless to Him. You are still deeply loved by our Father God. Amen? He never stops loving you. He will never devalue you. He will never do that. No matter what you've been through in life. Because I got to tell you, sometimes people will tell me, Pastor, you don't know what I've been through in my life. You're asking me to be a Christian? I've done some many terrible, horrible things. It's okay. Jesus says, I'll take you just as you are. I love you, child. Come. I want to take you just as you are. And I'll show you who I am. If you're willing to give your life to me. Because when we look into the mirror of God's word, what do we see? Well, first of all, we're going to see our flaws. You got to understand, we will see our flaws. When you look into the mirror of God's word, He's going to show to you that you've got problems. You've got stuff you got to work out with me. That's what God is saying to you. And we got to realize when we see these flaws, we realize we're sinners. But the very fact is, God says, I'll help you. You're not alone. I'll show you how to live a life that is real, that is true to me. And then when we look at our flaws, we realize, we also see that Jesus Christ, He died for our sins. That we are no longer held bondage to our sins. That's why He died on the cross for us. He carried our sins. And as we realize that truth, we know that we are victorious in Christ. It's never a situation where your sin is so heavy, it's so difficult that you can't break free from it. No, God says, my Son has come to set you free. Whoever is set free by my Son is what? Free indeed. And we realize that's the truth that God has given us. So we are free. And then we know when we see our flaws, we see that by believing in Jesus Christ that we are changed forever. We are forever changed. That we're never the same person because God has changed us from the inside out. And we're no longer the same person. We're becoming more like Jesus. Amen? God says He's going to change us from glory to glory. That means as we experience more of His presence, it's just like we're growing. We're becoming the person that God wants us to be. Now I've got to tell you about this school teacher who lost her life savings in a business scheme that was guaranteed success by a swindler. And, you know, when her investment totally disappeared, right? She put all her money, all her life savings in the trust of this one person. And when her investment disappeared and her dream was shattered, you know, she went to the Better Business Bureau. And the Better Business Bureau says to her, "Why on earth didn't you come to us first?" You know, the official asked her. And they asked her, "Didn't you know about the Better Business Bureau?" And she says, "Oh yes, I always known about you guys. But I didn't come to you because I was afraid that you would tell me not to go through the business deal." And we kind of laugh at that, but isn't that like us? We know we're not supposed to do it, but we do it anyway, and then we're in a bunch of mess. And he said, "How did I get here? Why, God, did you allow me to get here?" What could have been? The Word of God telling you, run, don't do it, get out of there. But you, in your own decision-making, decided, "I want this. Hey, I like this." And we got no one else to blame but ourselves. And you know, that's the folly of human nature, isn't it? You know, even though we know where the answers lie, you know, we know it's in the Word of God, we don't turn there for fear of what it will say. Isn't that true? But we realize the Word of God is there for a reason. It's to help us. It's to help us become the person God wants us to be. You know, there's a pastor by the name of E.W. Kenyon. And this is his statement. He says, "The reason that the majority of Christians are weak, though they are earnest, yet they are weak, is because they have never dared to make a bold confession of what they are in Christ." Oh, think about that. It's because they never dared to make a bold confession of what they are in Christ. And it has to come to that point. When you look at the Word of God, you're going to have to say, "Yeah, this is who I am. This is what God has destined me to be, and I will be it." It has to be a choice. You've got to make a decision to say, "This is it. This is me." You know, there's a radio preacher that told about this African tribal chief who was presented with a mirror by a visitor. And you know, this tribal chief never saw a mirror in his life, okay? And so when he peered into this mirror, he commented, "Oh, that is one ugly person." And when he realized that he was looking at himself, he became enraged and he smashed that mirror on the rock. And you know, the Apostle James, he described God's Word as a mirror in which we can see ourselves reflected. And I have to tell you, many times people will come to me for advice, right? Because, you know, they know that I'm a pastor. And they go, "You know, Pastor Ben, I got a real big problem. Can you help me?" I said, "Sure." So they talk to me about the problem. And then I said, "Okay, well, this is what the Word of God says." They don't stop me right there. "You know, Pastor Ben, is it okay that you give me advice, but don't mention anything about the Bible? Don't say anything about the Word of God. Just tell me what you think." Okay, well, first of all, you came to me knowing I'm a minister of the Word of God. See, really, you want my advice. I got to tell you, I can give you advice, but there's no guarantee that it will help you. Because I'm human. And if I give you advice, you know what? You can take it, but there's no guarantee that you'll see any result. But I know the Word of God is perfect. It's there to help us. It's there so that we can live a blessed life. And sometimes, you know, they'll look at me and go, "Oh, well, that's okay then. I don't need any of your advice." I've had people tell me this. And it could be that they had some kind of bad experience, right? I don't know, a church or something. And they totally, totally reject the word of God. But I gotta tell you, I have to tell them. I said, well, if you don't take in what I'll show you as what the word of God says, I can't really tell you anything. Because, you know, the word of God shows us that although we were created to reflect God's character, it's because that our fallen condition really makes us spiritually ugly and marred by sin. But when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, that's when it changes things, right? When you say yes to Christ, we're spiritually reborn. Look what it says here in John 3:3-8. It says here, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. It says, then as we look into God's word, we see ourselves. As God sees us. And you know, our ugliness, as you truly let Jesus into your heart, our ugliness has been transformed into the beauty of Christ's likeness. We're no longer spiritually ugly. Because if you don't know Christ, we're spiritually ugly. But when you know Jesus the way that you're intimate with Him, you know the heart of Jesus, we're going to grow in the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we need to do. We got to come to know our Savior deeply. So we got to ask ourselves, what do you see as you look into the mirror of Scripture? Because I got to tell you, some people, they hesitate when I say, oh, you know, I got a Bible, I want to, you know, give this to you, and please, I'll give you like a program, I'll give you like a devotional. And they kind of hesitate, you know, to take all the stuff I want to give them, you know, the Bible and all that. Because a lot of times, you know what they'll tell me? Is, you know, Pastor, I don't know if this Bible can really help me. Sometimes they'll say, you know what? I'm afraid. You know, the Bible might tell me something that is the truth about me. And what if the truth is that I can't be helped? I've heard people say this before. Then I kind of realize that I'm helpless, that I'm hopeless. I say, you realize who you're talking about? Our Father God, who is the creator of this universe. Our Father God that says there's nothing impossible with Him. If you trust in God, there's never a hopeless situation. Amen? God can work it out for you, and you must believe in it. Because when we read the Word of God, we got to read it gratefully. We got to see yourself as God the Father sees you. That you are a spiritually reborn child who is becoming more and more like His beloved Son. Amen? And then as you become more like Jesus Christ, you're going to realize, hey, it's not really that hard. You know, with the sin that I'm struggling with the problems that I have, you're going to realize, hey, my Father God, He wants to take it, and I'm willing to give it over to Him. Then you're going to start seeing some major changes in your life. I got some statements here that is taken straight from the Bible. And I want you to repeat it after me and just say it, mean it from your heart. Know this is from the Scripture. Because this is what we need to do. When we look at the Word of God, you got to look at it as your mirror now. From this day forward, you're going to look at that Bible and say, this is my mirror. You've got to practice saying what the Word of God tells us. I'm going to give you some examples. Can you just repeat what I say here? These statements that are from the Scriptures. Can you say, I am a new creation in Christ Jesus.
I am a new creation in Christ Jesus.
I am complete in Christ Jesus.
I am complete in Christ Jesus.
I am righteous in Christ Jesus.
I am righteous in Christ Jesus.
I have right standing with God.
Right standing with God.
Just like I never done anything wrong.
Just like I never done anything wrong.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
I am God's child through Christ.
I am God's child through Christ.
There is no lack.
There is no lack.
For my God supplies all of my needs. I have the mind of Christ. I have an anointing from the Holy One. And I know all things. I will look in the mirror, the Word of God, and see an accurate reflection of myself. And I will never forget who I am or what I look like. you can remember all this, and you can say, I know that this word of God is me. And you take these statements, you take the word of God and say, yes, this is me. I have to tell you, you're going to experience so many victories in your life. One after the other. You're going to see the blessings of heaven flow in your life. The reason why sometimes Christians, they're so defeated is because they don't see themselves in the Word of God. You must see yourself in the Word of God. Amen? And then you will see major transformations. Because the Bible is unlike any other mirror. Because it can actually change you. It can. But you got to make a decision to do what it says. Because God's mirror can make us beautiful on the inside. See that? Yeah, we have this mirror, right, that we can look at that will only show the external. Well, let me tell you, the Word of God is our internal mirror. And this is what it says in 1 Corinthians 13, 11 to 13. Look what it says there. This is what the Apostle Paul says. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Look what he says there, just like puzzling reflections in a mirror. Once you come to know Jesus, everything becomes clear. You're going to know what you are supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. If you truly take the Word of God seriously, it will make some major changes in your life. And as we come to know Jesus more deeply, we'll also see Him more deeply in our character. It's how we carry ourselves. People are going to go, oh, that guy or that woman is different. Something about him, I can't put my finger. It's something that I can't explain. And you know, the world that doesn't know Jesus, they're going to go, oh, I wish I was more like that person. Because you know what? They're actually wishing they're more like Jesus. You know, I got to tell you, one thing I notice about my bathroom in my bedroom is that sometimes it seems like in the mornings, you know, I wake up, I go to the mirror, and I look at the mirror, and I go, whoa! Well, on other days, you know, I don't look so bad. I look in the mirror, oh, okay. And I had to wonder, why is that so? You know, I kind of went to the Holy Spirit, and he kind of showed it to me. I figured it out. Because here's the thing. I have a skylight, you know, in the bathroom. So basically, what happens is I never have to turn on the light. Because, you know, when there's, like, just a little light, it'll just shine right into the bathroom with the skylight. And, you know, on days that I wake up earlier, right, there's still a little darkness. It's not totally bright, right? Let's say about 7 o'clock. Or even a little bit earlier than that, right? There's light, but there's still darkness in it. And when I look in it, you know, I realize, man, I look okay, right? Because I can't really see the fullness of the reflection because it's still a little dark. But on days when I wake up later, right, when it's bright, you know, the sunlight is coming in right into the bathroom. Man, I look at myself in the mirror, I see every blemish. I see every wrinkle, I see every white hair that's in my head. And every hair stubble on my face. Then I go, oh man, I gotta wash up quickly here. And I get a washcloth, I wash my face, and I clean myself up, and then I brighten myself up quickly. And you know, I have to tell you, it's the same as the light for Jesus. The light of Jesus that is shown upon us. As we receive His Word, it's going to reveal to us our imperfections. Because we want the light of Jesus, don't we? Well, if you desire the light, I got to tell you, He's going to point out things in your life that's going to make you feel a little uncomfortable. It's going to go, oh, man, really? But you know what? When we receive them, we're brightened by His presence. Look what it says here in 2 Corinthians 3:18. It says here, but we Christians have no veil over our faces, we can be what? Mirrors that brightly reflect the glory of the Lord. And as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like Him. And we realize, yeah, we are going to become mirrors that really reflect the glory of the Lord. Can you imagine going out in the world and people would say, hey, I see Jesus in that guy or in that girl. You know, that's what we are to do. We are to represent Christ well. People will truly see Jesus Christ in us. You guys heard that song, The Man in the Mirror?
Yeah.
Song sung by Michael Jackson, right? Well, I don't know if this is good news. I'm going to sing it for you. Maybe that's why Sonia left. But I was going to sing a few lines for you so you really get the heart of this message. I changed some of the words too so that, you know, I really reflect the heart of this message. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I'm asking God to make the change. And no message can be any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, let Jesus in,
yeah,
and make that change.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the only way. You want to make a true change? You got to let Jesus in so that you can become more like Him. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Why don't we go ahead and bow our hearts? Let's come before our Lord God and King. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the message spoken today. And I know, Father, we are truly to look in that mirror that you've given us. It's the Word of God. That's what the mirror is. It's the very Word of God that can give us life. And I pray, Father, as we truly take in your words, we know we're going to be more like Jesus. And Father, we know your word tells us we're never alone when it concerns us wanting this change, that it's your word that will help us to change. Father, if we're in a situation right now where it seems like our life is just going downhill, it seems like it's not getting better, it's just getting worse. Father, I pray, Lord, as your Holy Spirit speaks to us right now, we're going to say, Lord, I'm willing to make that change. I want to let you in, Father, because I said to people that I am a Christian, that I'm a follower of Christ, but there's no indication in my life that I truly belong to you. Father, will you help me to do your word? Will you help me to become more like Jesus so that people in the world will truly know that I belong to Christ? That I won't have to tell them. They will see it in my life. They will know that truly I have denied myself. I have died to myself. And now I live unto Christ. With all our heads bowed, with our eyes closed, if that's truly your heart, you're saying, Father God, I'm looking in that mirror. And I want to be more and more like Jesus. I want to be that reflection of Jesus. If that's truly your heart, you're crying out to Jesus saying, Lord, help me. Can you raise your hand right now and say, that's me. I want to be more like Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Keep your hand up. Say, that's me, Lord. Can you just go to the Lord right now? Say, that's me. Father, help me. Change me, Lord. As only you can. Praise God. All right. So you put your hands down. Let's pray. Father in heaven, you've seen all the hands that were raised. But most importantly, it's the hearts behind those hands saying, Lord, I'm done trying doing it myself. Lord, I'm going to do it your way. Father, will you help me to stay consistent to doing your word, to read your word and live it? Father, I pray, Lord, that your strength will come upon them right now. I pray every morning as they grab their Bibles, they're going to know that they're grabbing life. They're grabbing that abundant life that you promised for them. And as they truly take it all in and do it, Father, I know that abundant life will come forth. So Father, I just pray you will have your way in our lives. Show us truly how to live a life that is pleasing to you. We praise you. We honor you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone says,
Amen.
Amen. Now for some of you, you may be saying, you know, Pastor Ben, I heard people talking about having a relationship with Father God, with His Son Jesus Christ. What must I do? How do I get started? Well, you can start off by praying a simple prayer, but it must come from your heart. And if you know the Holy Spirit is tugging at your heart right now, oh, don't wait. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. God wants your heart right now so that He can start making those changes so that you can be truly blessed. And if you know the Holy Spirit is tugging at your heart right now, say yes to Him. Because He only desires the very best for your life. And if you're wanting to say yes to Him right now, you're saying, Lord, I surrender all of me unto You. Can you raise your hand right now and say, that's me, Lord. I want to say yes to You with my whole heart. Praise God. Anyone else? Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise You, God. Jesus. All right, you put your hands down. Praise the Lord. Why don't you repeat after me and just mean this prayer from your heart. Say, Father God,
I need You.
And I give You praise for who You are.
I believe in You.
And I believe in Your Son, Jesus Christ.
Who died for me on the cross.
But on the third day,
He rose again.
He lives in my heart.
And I give You praise for that.
Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner.
But Your word says,
if I confess of my sins,
You are faithful and just
to forgive me of my sins
and cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Cleanse me now, Lord.
Make me holy and pure unto You.
So now I say this,
so You can hear me, Father God.
So that everyone can hear me.
So that I can hear myself.
And so that the devil can hear me.
Jesus Christ is my Lord.
I live for Him.
And I live for Him only.
Father God,
write my name
in Your book of life,
for I give You praise.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Everyone says,
Amen. Amen.